David Guy, the Unity State Minister for Youth, Culture and Sports, who is also Acting Information Minister, says the four vehicles were travelling from Juba through Bahr Ghazal to Unity State when they fell into an ambush yesterday morning. Guy says all 15 passengers involved in the ambush were killed. He says the unidentified gunmen burned the four vehicles to ashes. He says authorities pursued the attackers in Bahr Ghazal State.
The state authority is trying to investigate the cases of the criminals where they are alleged to. And earlier this morning, they were found between Unity State heading to Ajakwach. Then the process who are pursuing them. So we were told that they ran up to Ajakwach, which is a part of Bahr Ghazal. No, they are not. They are not people who are finding up so far.
Stephen Ball, a member of parliament representing Mayom County in the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, tells South Sudan in Focus 19 people were killed.
When they reached the territory of Mayom, at the area called Cotton and Fulloka, so this is where these three vehicles came under ambush, resulting into the death of 19 people and three others seriously injured.
VOA was not able to independently verify the information on the attack in Kotong and Tujalaka areas. Ball says he believes the attackers are the same people who attacked Mayom County headquarters last week, which resulted in the deaths of the county commissioner and his bodyguards. Renegades General Stephen Boy claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, in a July 26 letter allegedly signed by General Boy, who leads the rebel group South Sudan People's Army, is warning all commercial flights to not transport military equipment from Juba to Unity State headquarters in Mayom area, where fighting continues. The letter seen by South Sudan in Focus says, and I quote, "Any commercial flight carrying military equipment and other military personnel to Western Upper Nile shall be shut down. Let the regime use its military planes, which are military prime targets," end quote. General Boy's Press Secretary Luke Gatek tells South Sudan in Focus via the messaging app, and I quote, "The reason why we are warning all commercial flights not to be hired by the pro-regime militias to transport military equipment from Juba to Unity State headquarters and Mayom, where there are ongoing operations, is because the commercial flights carrying military equipment to Western Upper Nile are carrying military equipment and ammunition to attack our ground forces," end quote. Ball says the security situation in Mayom County remains tense and people are living in fear following yesterday's attack and are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance.
You know, just plus the severe hunger, people are now even dying due to the lack of food and lack of clean drinking water, resulting into the last year flooding and including the death of livestock. You know, our people there, they depend only on livestock and agriculture. So people now are now in very need of humanitarian situation. And the area now is also even being closed due to the lack of access of roads and even the river.
Ball urges people in Unity State in general and Mayom County in particular to embrace peace and desist from acts of violence. He is also calling on the signatories to the 2018 Revitalized Peace Deal to speed up implementation of Chapter 2 of the agreement to reduce the security situation in the country. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.